This is the seventh day, and this module should correlate to the seventh day of the month. This is the second step process, and this is the first module in process. Many people I talk to have a very clear picture of where they're headed. They're not intentional about it. They're not pure. They have other pictures mixed in, but many do. Fewer have a process, a step-by-step on how to get there. One of the most important things is get the process clear. I've never been with a winner in any area that they couldn't make their process very understandable to you if you were sitting with them. They could explain it. What the process is, John Wooden, the fabulous, famous coach of UCLA basketball, used to make a statement. He would say, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? What the process is, it's you producing evidence that you are going after your picture, that you're intentional. If you say my picture is to be the best father or the best mother, that's it. Well, this is your process you do. These are the steps that everyone can see. Absolutely, that's what it is. St. Francis Assisi used to say, go preach the gospel. Use words only when you have to. This is your process. If your picture is of being a Christian, that's what he's talking about. Here are the steps. Here's one of the best stories I could show you that illustrates process. I'm speaking to a group of financial advisors at the Hilton in Short Hills, New Jersey. When I'm done, a 52-year-old financial advisor from New York City walked up to me. And he said, I'm on my second marriage. I have kids 20, 18, and 12 from my first marriage. My wife, second wife, is 40 years old. After we get married, she gets pregnant. Every day, he said he looked out his window and would just state to himself, I don't need this. I don't need, like a mantra, I don't need this. I'm going to work till I'm 90. She had twins. So now he's really despondent. He quit on his wife. He said she didn't necessarily know it. She probably did, but she never said anything. He said, I quit on my job. I quit on these kids before they were even born. She has twins. So now he's really down. Now the twins are 18 months, and one of the twins walks out his front door, falls in a pond in his front yard, and drowns dead. I met his wife afterwards, and she said all you could see was two tennis shoes sticking out of the water, 18 months old. This man, this 52-year-old financial advisor, picks this child up, goes in the kitchen, puts the kid on the table, and does CPR. Brings the child back from dead. Takes the kid to the emergency room in Short Hills, New Jersey. And the physician at the emergency room says to the man, where did you get your training in CPR? He said, I don't have any. I'm a financial advisor. He said, I've been here for 38 years and I have seen this before. But never have I seen a child without brain damage or broken ribs. Your child's fine. You could take your child home. Now watch, here comes. He said, guess what I don't say now? He said, I have a picture of being a great father, great financial advisor, and probably most importantly, a great husband. And then I just do the things I know that produce that. Every day I go out and I'm as loving as I can to my children. Every day I'm the best father I can be. And I'm the best financial advisor. Now here comes, watch this. He said, then what comes back, I don't care. There's nothing I can do about that. Wives get pregnant. Clients sometime walk away. Sometimes you have children to pay for till you're 90. I can't do anything about that. I can only control what I control, which is the step-by-step, day-by-day. End your emotional relationship with results. You need a relationship with results, not an emotional one. And what this is going to be is your day-by-day, step-by-step. So, for day 7, what is it what you would like? I would like to be a fabulous father, a fabulous friend, a fabulous mother. Now, whatever you said is a byproduct of the process. Think, what is the step-by-step you need to do today to produce that? To go be kind to someone, to go be a good listener. This ends day 7, module 1 of the process.